So here on this holiday in the rain and the cold breeze, Gloucester coming away with a win in baseball over Peabody, and we welcome in Gloucester coach Rory Gentile. Coach, was that game at Peabody?
It was at Peabody, yep.
All right. Well, tell me about this one. It's gotta feel pretty sweet for you guys. I know you talked about you know, the newness of the team, but 10-0 over Peabody, man, that's something.
Yeah, I think I maybe even underestimated how much time we were going to need to sort of get our feet underneath us. But I saw, you know, good changes, positive changes in the Danvers game, last game. We were competing. Mike Maroney is one of the better pitchers in the league. We hit the ball hard the entire game. And we stayed in that game, and their lineup is pretty stacked. So it was good to see us parlay that into a good performance today. And when the losses pile up at the beginning of the season, it's hard not to focus on that. So now that we got, you know, one in the win column, I think we can maybe just sort of get back to baby steps, try to do another one on Friday and just see where it takes us.
Before we talk about a little bit about the specifics of today's game, Roy, you haven't been through this, as far as I know, in terms of starting off a season with a brand new team and facing some hardships. What's the message you've been giving the kids over the first four or five games?
I mean, I've been through it as a player, and I went through it when LaFada was coach as well. First year we took over, you know, we were absolutely stacked and won 18, 20 games, whatever it was. And then the next 2 years, we won 6 or 7, and then we sort of built it back up. So, mm-hmm. You know, losing is a part of sports. I think you just try to keep doing what you normally do, and you have to figure out what works with the new group and what doesn't. But at the end of the day, when they're on the field, it's like they either do the stuff or they don't. And so the first couple games, we weren't doing the things that need to get done. And even in our post-game interviews, it was hard to sort of pick out things that, you know, we were heading in the right direction on. So it started with the Swampscott game, which we lost. You know, there was a few things that you could see that maybe we were doing a little bit better. And then Danvers, and then that led into today. So as long as we keep, I'm not really concerned with the wins and losses at this point. I like to win more than I like to lose, but we're trying to build back to something that we lost last year.
Mm-hmm.
And today helped that.
It's a process, and today starts with Zach Morris, I presume?
Yes. It was the Zach that we know. So 5 innings, he didn't let up a hit until the 5th. 2 walks, which we can live with, 7 strikeouts, but multiple pitches working. He's just overwhelming sometimes when he's in the strike zone. He also had 2 hits at the plate. You know, we did some things well in the 5th inning hitting. I think it took a little while for us to adjust. They gave us, I think, the first 4 runs we had, but then once we started hitting and executing the way we apparently can, we did sort of run away with it. But it all starts with Zach. He's the senior leadership. We did welcome back Jason Earl, our senior catcher today, which I thought, I don't know how to quantify it, but it sort of made us a different team, having a lifelong solid catcher back behind the plate.
All right, what else made you feel good today, Coach?
Just a lot of these kids, this was their first varsity win, and I think, well, losing is contagious, but winning is as well. So I think maybe if they can get a taste of that, it'll help with the momentum.
All right, and what's next for you guys?
We play Winthrop in Winthrop Friday, and then we have a demonic stretch of Newburyport, Masco, Beverly.
Good Lord.
But we're not, I mean, the kids aren't worried about that. They're worried about Winthrop.
Speaking of demonic stretch, it starts with the road trip from hell anyway, so there you go.
Yeah, to Winthrop, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a good way to welcome us.
And they feel us.
We'll be all right.
All right, Coach. Great talking with you. Congratulations. We'll talk soon.
All right, thanks,
Roy. Take care. That's Roy Gentile, Gloucester High School baseball coach, winners over Peabody today by a score of 10-0. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.